WHD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Christopher Cruz. Two people have been killed in a shooting in Dublin, Georgia. WMAZ-TV reporter Solene Arif says the Georgia Bureau of Investigation is on the case.
According to a press release from the GBI, the two victims who died were 23-year-old Miori Ellington and 24-year-old Sacred Brown. Both were from Dublin and they died at the scene. The GBI says of the five other victims who were shot, four are still being treated at another hospital. The GBI says a car stopped near the home and people in the car fired multiple shots toward the home.
And at least one person was killed and several others injured in a shooting in a restaurant in Nashville during Easter brunch. An Easter holiday tradition marched on today in one of the fashion capitals of the world. Odyssey New York reporter Astrid Martinez was there.
New York City's annual Easter Parade and Bonnet Festival dates back to the 1870s, and it's the perfect place for Easter fashion and whimsical expression.
This is our first time doing it, and we wanted to do it with recycled materials we had around the house.
Those who celebrate come decked out and show off their very best bonnets and brighten up Fifth Avenue from 49th Street up to 57th Street.
Some people even dressed up their pets. Israel today attacked Gaza's biggest hospital where many civilians have taken refuge. CBS's Holly Williams reports from Tel Aviv.
Some of those wounded in the explosion were apparently journalists. We were staying in the tent as a group of journalists peacefully, with no terrorists among us, says this man. We were preparing our cameras and all of a sudden the tent was hit.
As crews continue to cut up remains of the fallen Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore, passengers of a cruise ship that was supposed to dock in the port instead got off in Norfolk, Virginia, and then they were bussed 4 hours north to Baltimore. More on that from WTKR-TV reporter Danielle Seta.
Once off the boat, more than 2,000 passengers boarded 70 buses back to Baltimore.
Welcome back. Have a safe trip.
A four-hour drive to be added to their travel itinerary.
It's a bit of a travel distance for them. All of the guests that have come off have been understanding, patient. They realize that this is out of everyone's control.
That was Stephen Kirkland. He heads the Nauticus Maritime Discovery Center in Norfolk. Purdue is going to the Final Four for the first time since 1980. The Boilermakers beat Tennessee 72-66. Coach Matt Painter.
Congratulations, obviously, to Tennessee for a fabulous season. Very difficult to go against. Obviously, we played them earlier in the season. Great coach. Great defense, very athletic.
And on Saturday, Purdue will play either Duke or North Carolina State in the national semifinal. This is CBS News.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Protect your home and auto. Save when you bundle. Get a quote at progressive.com. That's progressive.com.
This is brought to you by Max Inc. Radio. Last crack.
I did not take the vow.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio every Saturday and Sunday, 6 p.m. to midnight. Download the podcast at maxincradio.com. We are local music.
black night slowly swallows me. And then there's death. The black night slowly swallows me. As I lay down to rest, the black night slowly swallows me. And I see a faint white eye. And to the edge I rise. It's calling me. Wow.
Maxine Covey on Civic Media. We are local music with Last Crack, an essential last crack. The Abyss from Sinister Funk House number 17. Discipline before that from The Uprising. What is your essential last crack? I sure would like to know. Why don't you send me an email, jimmyk@civicmedia.us. jimmyk@civicmedia.us. Tell me your two favorite last crack songs, and we'll get that on the air for you. Essential Last Crack, 11 o'clock during Maxine Covey across the Civic Media Radio Network. I am Jimmy K. Welcome to Maxine Covey, our last Saturday for Heavy. Maxine Covey is moving to Sunday starting next week. We were telling you about that earlier. Super excited about M. Shell joining the team here and taking over Heavy. Rob Roberts is going to be in this time slot, 10 to midnight on Saturdays as part of Maxine's Saturday Night. A bunch of new original local music from Wisconsin around the area too. and a bunch of show announcements as well. Rob Roberts, 10 to midnight on Saturday nights right here on Max Inc. Radio. Tunes on the way from All Meridians. We'll do some Rogue Rat. They're playing Taz Bash. We'll tell you about that as well. Plus some Carbellion. Right now is Mickey Magnum and Stand Tall. It's Max Inc. Heavy on Civic Media. We are local music.
It's local music from Wisconsin. It's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Maxine Covey on Civic Media. We are local music with Rogue Rat and Drag Strip Queen. All Meridians before that from their 2020 album. That was Terminus. You know, Rogue Rat, they're playing a great show here in Madison coming up on Saturday, May the 4th. It's called Taz Bash 3.0. It's presented by Max Inc. Radio, of course. It's going to be at the Red Rooster on Saturday, May the 4th. The show starts at 1. It's a full day of great bands. Including Rogue Rat, Electromag, King Cobra, Peacemaker, Plant, Fiberweed, and Nostalgia. And the best thing about this, other than the great rock from these bands, all proceeds are going to benefit Music Makes a Difference, which is a great organization helping kids get musical instruments and get into music classes. Taz Bash 3.0, happening Saturday, May the 4th at the Red Rooster here in Madison, is presented by Max Inc. Radio, Mad Radio 92.7, and Civic Media, Hometown Radio Refreshed.
Got a problem with Max Inc. Radio? Send us an email. We'll forward it to The Onion on Max Inc. Radio, radio for the people.
Are you looking to kick up your nighttime entertainment? Good times await you at the Lazy Oaf Lounge, Madison's east side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Test your knowledge with Monday trivia. Let your inner rock star out with Thursday karaoke, plus live music, and meet all your friends at the Lazy Oaf for the big game. The Lazy Oaf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyOafLounge.com.
Spring has sprung, and if you're like me, spring cleaning takes on a whole new level. I don't just clean, I get up and find a new home. And for those that know that the Aaron Weber Group and MoveToMadison.com is the place to buy and sell your home. With listings updated every 15 minutes, easy and convenient virtual or in-person showings and meetings, the Aaron Weber Group should always spring to mind when you buy or sell. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber. MoveToMadison.com. More than a website, it helps you spring into action.
Are you ready to get your musical game on? Are you a 7th through 12th grade Wisconsin garage band that wants to play Summerfest, the world's largest music festival? Then Rock Onsen wants you. Check out rockonsen.org for more information. Registration is free. All genres of music invited to compete. That's rockonsen.org. Rock Onsen, youth garage bands rockin' Wisconsin. Produced by Dennis Graham Associates and brought to you by Max Inc. Radio and the Civic Media Radio Network.
Are you hungry? Let's get a tomato pie from Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Livingston Street in Madison, Monona Drive, and Main Street, Sun Prairie. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie now at salvatorestomatopies.com.
Who knew that Wisconsin sounded so good? It's Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Ready for-
Shop local, eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Government Zero, Max Inc. Heavy on Civic Media. We are local music. I wonder if they're going to do a new album soon. The rumors have been flying for the last 4 years. Maybe soon. Else, before that, with Wick and Carbellion, started that set off with their latest Bar Fight. Hey, thanks for listening to Max Inc. Heavy tonight. Really appreciate your ears. Don't forget, Max Inc. Heavy is moving to Sunday night next week, 10 to midnight, Sunday night, with M. Shell. Put it in your calendar and don't forget about it. Max Inc. Heavy, Sunday nights, now at 10 p.m., across the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm getting out of here. We got music on the way from Mad Trucker Gone Mad. We'll do some Altrea. Right now, the latest from Abaddon's End, Absence and Adolescence. It's Max and Kevy on Civic Media. We are local music.
Brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
There's a fear of being cold and alone, but there's hope in beginning. If there's a way I can find my way, I'll fall. just need to find strength from your hollow eyes. Cling to me, your hollow eyes. So promising, these hollow eyes, they are your key. Your hollow eyes, locking me here in your arms.
She don't like me when I'm drunk, and I can't stand her when I'm sober. The headache that she's given me is worse than my hangover. When I'm always in the doghouse, little doggy, drinking on over. She don't like me when I'm drunk, and I can't stand her when I'm sober. When I just got home from work and my tired feet are hurting, I grab a beer and hit the couch, turn on the tube and start surfing.
You found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
The Todd Alba Show.
Former state senator and majority leader in the state Senate, Dale Schultz.
Legislators aren't doing their job. But what I would ask all the listeners is, have you taken stock in your legislator? Do they really deserve to be there? Do they really want to be there in a polite way? Ask them to come and share a vision, listen to you, and say we want regular communication. And I think if we do that, the system will serve us very well.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local civic media radio station and on the app.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap,
WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.